Welcome to Storytime with Tutus and Tennis Shoes. This is a podcast where Black girl magic is always on the forefront. I look forward to enjoying lots of books and stories with you all. Don't forget, when you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Okay, Princess Squad, let's get started. Alrighty, Princess Squad. Are you excited for another story? I know I am. Today's story is going to be A Night Out with Mama by Quvenzhané Wallace and illustrated by Vanessa Brantley Newton. Okay, Princess Squad, turn to the title page. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. So let's get started. A Night Out with Mama by Quvenzhané Wallace and illustrated by Vanessa Brantley Newton. My new blue shoes make a soft tap, 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 tapping sound when I walk down the hall. The sun is up now, and it's just me excited for the day to begin. Well, just me and Scruffy. My sister wakes first. Then my brothers. I tap, tap, tap down the hall. Finally, Mama and Daddy wake up. Who's that? Mama calls out. It's just me, I say. Today is extra special. So Daddy makes everything I love for breakfast. We eat pancakes with bananas, eyes, strawberry noses, and turkey bacon smiles. Mama calls a party I'm going to tonight, an awards show. And because the party is glamorous, someone has to come to our house to do my hair. My sister and I watch in awe as she works her magic. When she finishes my hair, it's beautiful. No matter what my big brother says. Next, I go to put on my dress. It is beautiful too. I twirl in front of the mirror in my blue dress that perfectly matches my shoes. Mama says at the awards show, there will be lots of people and flashing cameras. Dad reminds me to just smile and think of my favorite things. My brother gives me a flower. Then everyone waves us away. Waiting outside is the fanciest car I've ever seen. Mama and I sing loudly to the radio and wave at the people through the sunroof. As we get closer, I hear the roars of fans and see the flashing lights. We're here! At long last, I started to walk the red carpet and I fall on my face. I think of pancakes with my sisters and brother. I think of Scruffy by my side. I think of Daddy, then I smile. There is no tap, 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 tapping in blue shoes on red carpet. Mama and I pose for photos as we walk. At first, I'm shy, but then I relax and then I get into it. Inside, a nice man gives me snacks. Someone else moves so I can see, and Mama whispers funny things in my ear. The whole place sparkles. Even though the party is long, I'm having the time of my life. I don't win, But Mom and I have ice cream sundaes just the same and then giggle all the way home. The house is asleep when we get there, and Mama says, I should be too. But I get out of the bed and tap, tap, tap to the hall window to watch the stars twinkling in the sky. Mama calls out, who's that? It's just me, Mama. I say, it's just me. The end. What did you think of that story, Princess Squad? If you want to give me a little feedback and let me know how you like it, ask your parents if you could email me at heykanisha22@tutustennisshoes.com. All right, talk to you guys later.